Kara Rota. Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. Today we're going to be talking about the three spring vegetables you should be buying at the farmer's market. Our guest is Kate Galassi, co-founder of Quinciple, a service that brings the farmer's market to New York residents' doorsteps through subscription boxes of hand-picked goods. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks. Very happy to be here.
Kate was formerly a professional forager at New York City restaurants, including the James Beard Award-winning Spotted Pig and the Breslin. What exactly does being a professional forager entail?
Mostly, it means going to the farmer's market and seeing what's really good that day and getting it for the chefs. But it also means building relationships with farmers and mushroom foragers and ranchers and cheesemakers.
And is that still what you see yourself doing now at Quinciple?
Yes. Fundamentally, that is what I do, work directly with the people who make and grow food and find what's best.
Great. So there are some spring vegetables that most of us are fairly familiar with. Radishes and asparagus come to mind. But what else should we be looking for at the farmer's market this time of year?
Well, with the cool weather that happens in the spring, there are a few plants that thrive in that specific temperature zone. And so the three things I've chosen to talk about today are those vegetables. We've got, first up, mustard greens, and then we have spring onions and Japanese turnips. These all have a fairly short season right now. A few of them return in the fall, but this is what you should be buying right now at the farmer's market.
Perfect. So let's start with mustard greens. I know that you can use them a lot like spinach and chard, but what are some specific ways that you like to prepare them?
Well, I like mustard greens because they're much more spicy and flavorful than spinach, chard, and kale. They pack a good wallop of flavor. You're going to see four main varieties at the farmer's market. You've got typical green and purple flat leaf, and then you also have those same ones in a kind of frillier variety. You can use any variety for these recipes. My first favorite thing to do is make something that I call confetti salad. You take your mustard greens, you chop them up real finely into thin strips like confetti. And then whatever root vegetables you have on hand, radishes or carrots, slice them on your mandolin in a julienne or use a chef's knife. And then toss all of that together with a simple lemon vinaigrette, a little bit of garlic if you want.
That sounds delicious.
Next up, I like to saute or grill them. A lot of what I'm talking about today is perfect for the grill because I find that I get bored with grilling asparagus and pork chops. So with your mustard greens, keep the leaves whole. Chop them if you want to if you're sautéing them. But for the grill, keep them whole. Toss them with olive oil, salt, and pepper. Give them a good sauté or grill for a few minutes, and then finish them by sprinkling them with a little bit of fresh garlic and rice vinegar. This is so tasty that it can be the center of a meal, just with a little bit of fried rice and an egg on top. You can also augment it with whatever else you have on hand. Sesame seeds, a little bit of ginger, fish sauce.
Do you have any tricks for making sure that vegetables don't fall through the grates? I feel like I spend a lot of time trying to fish out onions that are dying in the charcoal.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of really nice grill pans that you can use on your charcoal grill or a gas grill. They have they're made out of kind of grate or mesh. Lodge cast iron makes a very nice one.
Great. That sounds fantastic. So how about spring onions? How do you use those?
So spring onions are a little bit of a perplexing vegetable. They are not a leek, they are not a scallion, but they're a little bit like both of those. When you see them at the market, they're going to look like a big fat scallion. They're as big as your thumb or a little bit larger. I like them because they're not so pesky to clean like scallions or ramps, and they're very versatile. They're juicy, they're sweet, they're not as intense as a raw onion. My favorite thing to do with them is to make a simple kind of salsa sauce-ish thing that you can put on everything. You slice up a few spring onions. You can use the whole top from the greens all the way down to the bulb. Toss it with a bunch of cilantro, lime juice, a little olive oil, salt, and pepper. That can go with fish. That can go with chicken. You can use it as a marinade. You can put it with your eggs. You can throw it into tacos.
So I know that some people can't stand the taste of cilantro. Is there another herb that you might recommend they swap in?
Absolutely. You can do a version of this that's great with mint or basil or parsley or all three. And just swap out the lemon juice for the lime. The lemon will augment those a little bit better.
I know also that with scallions, they'll actually regrow if you don't cut them all the way to the bulb and then put the bulb in some water. Is that true for spring onions also?
Yes, that's definitely true. I find that I use a whole bunch, whether I'm tossing a few on the grill or putting them in salad, so they never last very long in my fridge. Just think of it as everything you're cooking should have a couple of spring onions in it. One thing that I like to do with spring onions is put them on the grill. You can serve those on their own as a side vegetable. I keep the tops on, trim them if they're a little bit long, but I also like to incorporate them into other dishes. Once you've grilled your spring onions, get a good nice char on them and so they'll tender inside. Then give them a quick chop and toss them with chickpeas and some thinly sliced radish and pile that on top of some toasted bread. That's a really simple crostini that's perfect for the spring.
That sounds fantastic. How about Japanese turnips? I don't think I even know really what those look like.
Japanese turnips are typically sold in the spring and in the fall. They are a favorite of farmers because they're really easy to grow. They grow fast. They're just beginning to have a following at the market, which I'm really excited about. Lots of people don't like turnips because all they know is the purple top turnip. The Japanese turnip is much more mild. One of their nicknames is salad turnips. So they're mild enough that you can slice them raw into salads. You'll see they look like little white golf balls almost, and you want to buy them as small as possible. You can even find them as small as marbles. Once they get big, they can lose a good texture. And you should be looking for ones that have very nice tops. The tops, the green tops, are one of the things that's really prized about these turnips, because you can eat the whole thing, tops and roots. One of my favorite things to do with the Japanese turnips is to create a simple shaved salad. You can use a vegetable peeler for this or a mandolin. Just wash your roots very carefully, slice the turnips thinly, toss them with a lemon vinaigrette, a few radishes if you have them, and then finish with some shaved Parmesan over the top. This is also great. You can incorporate some greens if you want to. If you have any cooked grains, that's a really nice thing to throw in there as well if you want to make it a larger meal. Finally, one of my favorite things to do with turnips is grill them. And now you can grill the bottoms and the tops. You can try grilling the whole plant if you want to, if you're feeling ambitious, or grill them separately and toss them together. It makes a perfect side dish that's kind of sweet and green, very spring-like.
That sounds fantastic. I feel like I have so many new ideas for what to grill other than onions and peppers, which get really boring. Thank you so much, Kate, for joining us on The Clever Cookster today. I can't wait to try all these ideas.
Thanks. It was great to be here.
Have fun experimenting with seasonal produce this spring and tune in next time for The Clever Cookster's quick and dirty tips from the world's best cooks.